PWDA News, April, Issue 2. A message from the President. We've heard from a lot of people concerned about healthcare discrimination against people with disability during this pandemic, and with good reason. We've seen concerning patterns overseas already. Efforts to flatten the curve in Australia through measures like social distancing have been promising so far, but we know that people with disability are affected by ableism even in ordinary healthcare circumstances. It was even the focus of the most recent Public Disability Royal Commission hearing in February. That's why we, together with other disability peak bodies, commissioned a statement of concern about healthcare emergency decision-making and the human rights of people with disability from leading human rights and bioethics experts. You can download it at the link, including plain English and easy-read version. A petition has also been started on change.org if you'd like to express your support for the statement. I wish you all the best in the times ahead. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. As mentioned above, we've been involved in developing a statement of concern about our healthcare emergency decision-making and the human rights of people with disability. Our CEO, Jeff Smith, has been part of an advisory group to the Australian Health Protection Principle Committee, which recently finalised a draft emergency plan for the government's COVID-19 response for people with disability. However, there is still a long way to go to achieve COVID-19 healthcare equity for all people with disability. We are also planning a Q&A video in which Jeff answers your questions about disability issues in the epidemic and our advocacy efforts. Use this form to submit questions and we'll try to get through as many as we can. The video should be up next week and we'll send an email around as well as posting it to our social media. COVID-19 info updates. We've been adding new information to our website as we become aware of it, including new Auslan and EasyRead resources added to our list, information about NDIS priority grocery deliveries, and government help for other people having trouble at getting access to supplies. The Disability Support section now has links to new NDIS FAQs, which they've updated since their Q&A session late last week with Every Australian Counts. And Economic Justice Australia has the latest on the DSP. The big news, there is now a disability information helpline run by our friends at IDEAS, which you can call on 1-800-643-787 for all kinds of coronavirus-related help and information. It's available Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. AEST, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. AEST. It's not available on national public holidays. Have your say. The Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability is seeking information about the experiences of people with disability during recent emergencies in Australia. They've released an Emergency Planning and Response Issues paper and are asking for responses. Find out more on their website, including Auslan and EasyRead versions of the Issues paper. The Summer Foundation want to know what sort of personal protective equipment, or PPE, NDIS participants need and have access to. If you're on the NDIS, please take their short survey. SBS has launched a trial of audio description on selected programming on SBS and SBS Viceland from 5th of April 2020, and will be launching a more comprehensive service, taking into consideration feedback from audiences, by 30th of June 2020. During the trial period, SBS is seeking feedback from audiences to help inform how it delivers the service. Please email audiodescription@sbs.com.au or phone 1-800-500-727 during business hours. You can find out which programs are part of the trial on the SBS website. Down Syndrome Australia want to hear about how COVID-19 has affected people with Down syndrome and families, so they can advocate to government and provide you with the right information and support. There's a full survey and an easy read version. The Black Dog Institute is testing a new internet-based self-help program to help people with intellectual disability with their mood and anxiety. They are looking for people with intellectual disability to try it out and let them know if it works well. Find out more on their website. Do you need help? Call Wayfinder Hub toll-free on 1-800-843-929. Opportunities. Midsummer Pathways is a 9-month mentorship program for LGBTQIA+ artists with disability. The Pathways program provides a queer context for up to 10 LGBTQIA+ participants with disability to develop their artistic practices. It includes access to professional mentoring, group workshops, and contact with arts industry representatives that build participants' capacity. Applications close Friday, 1st of May 2020. Find out more on their website. Community announcements. Blind Citizens Australia is running daily Facebook happy hours to help Australians who are blind or vision impaired keep connected during this period of self-isolation. Find out how to participate on their website and see the event on their Facebook page. Advocacy for Inclusion's Supported Decision-Making podcast has new episodes up about staying safe and connected during the epidemic. The Summer Foundation's Reasonable and Necessary podcast about the NDIS has also been talking about staying safe during COVID-19. First Peoples Disability Network's next webinar in the Taking Care of Disability Business webinar series will be interviewing Andrea Mason from the Disability Royal Commission, Diana Palmer from IDEAS, and Antoinette Braybrook from JIRA. Register here. Queenslanders with Disability Network has worked with the University of Sydney to develop the COVID-19 Person-Centred Emergency Preparedness, or PCEP, planning tool. It has practical tools and information to help you think through how to make a plan for your own individual needs and situation during COVID-19. The Inner West Sydney Mutual Aid Group has been established by local community members with the aim of linking up local people as part of a community looking out for each other. If you are isolating because you are immunocompromised or otherwise high risk, and need someone to deliver groceries, medication, or mail, or if you would like online social support or assistance applying for Centrelink or NDIS, please go ahead and sign up. There's a Google form for people looking for support and another one for people looking to offer support. If you live in a different area, please search Facebook to see if a similar group has formed near you. Latest disability news. From Guardian Australia, Minister intervenes to keep mobility allowance. From ABC News. Michaela's brother died from an asthma attack in jail. She fears our prison system won't cope with COVID-19. From 10 Daily, disability pensioners skipping meals over inadequate coronavirus help. Sign up for PWDA Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. That's the end of the newsletter for this fortnight. As always, you can find us online at pwd.org.au. We're on Twitter as PWD Australia, Facebook as pwd.australia, and Instagram as pwd Australia. Thanks for listening.